All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. It's Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate you. Come see me live coming up this Friday, Long Island. This Friday, I am me two Irish buddies coming in from the old country. We're going to be at Maguire's Comedy Club in Bohemia. Tickets on sale for that. There's still a few seats left. I understand it's a holiday weekend, but go, come along, come see us. And on the 27th, the next day, Saturday night, we're up in East Durham. The same three lads, we're doing Mick Thomas Comedy Hour at the East Durham Irish Festival. Cannot wait for that. June 8th, I am in Syracuse. Hang on, drop me pen. I am in Syracuse at the Funny Bone. Come up and see me. Tickets on sale for that now. Also available at funnybone.com. July 7th, I'm back on Long Island in Port Jefferson Theatre, Theatre 3. Go there, see me. And Arizona, the 22nd of July, I am at the Nile Theatre. Tickets on sale. There are two shows. Come out and see me. Love to see you. Light is still not fixed here, you know, I just been dicking her. I should have ordered online. I don't really order stuff online. It's not that I'm against it. I just don't. Isn't it weird that I find it more hassle to go online, to Google, bring up Amazon.com, look at ring lights, scroll through, find it, take out my credit card, put in the information, wait a few days for it to get here than it is for me to fuck. I'm 2 weeks now without this light. I would have been done if I went ahead and did it. It's procrastination at its finest. At its finest. But anyway, so I was looking at stocks and things, right? And I'm not, again, I got some people said I was absolutely disgusting what I did last week about Target and the gay pride section, but that's fine. That's why we have freedom of speech, to say what you like. You went too far. Some of the comments were said, but it's all right. It is what it is, right? I don't care. But funny enough, though, stock has dropped at Target because of it. Stock has dropped at Disney Plus. Stock has dropped at Netflix. Why? Because this woke movement, right? Now, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not talking about woke movement. I promise you I'm not. That's all I will mention about it. But let's talk about some of the things, what's going on out there, right? So Netflix has gone so bad, and they're blaming the writer's strike. But come on, let's be honest. Is it the writer's strike, or is you're just making really, really, really bad shows? You're making really bad shows. Let's be honest with you, right? Now, Tim Dillon covered this great a few weeks back on his. Go check out the Tim Dillon show. A really, really funny episode. He talked about how AI is actually could be writing scripts now. And I believe it should be done based on some of the shows that we're looking at on television nowadays, right? So I'm on Netflix the other day and I'm scrolling through. And now this could be burning a bridge at Netflix, but I don't think anyone at Netflix watches this based on the fact that I have been, you know, I guess I don't want to say anti-woke, but I've called them out on their bullshit. But anyway, so Netflix, right, the great Netflix, which dominated all of our viewing pleasure, right? If it wasn't on Netflix, you were a nobody. If you were a comedian, you didn't have a Netflix special, but you were not successful, right? Other comics have proved that wrong. They just go straight to YouTube. Andrew Schultz, right? All these guys went millions of views on YouTube, took off. Ari Shaffir, some guys have proved that you don't need these streaming platforms. I'm not saying, by the way, if Netflix want to give me a call to put some stuff on there, I'll give it a gander. But let's talk about this, right? So you're blaming a writer's strike of why your stock is down. You're not producing good television shows. But let's look at some of the shows. I saw three shows this week that came up on Recommended for me. Now, that goes to show that your artificial intelligence of your algorithm doesn't know me at all. Because I am a misogynistic person, as we know. I do have something against women every now and then. Not women in general, not the hardworking women, the women that go out there and bust their asses and they work, you know, these jobs. But the women that pat themselves on the back constantly about how great they are and how talented they are. You know, how we're just as good as men. We don't need men. These are the women I like to attack. Not the everyday average woman like me, ma, raised five children by herself when me dad was off working, sometimes drinking. Right? Heroes. Women like the women I grew up with. Like, those hard-working women. Women now that couldn't do their jobs, bust their ass. Those women are great. I'm talking about the ones that pat themselves on the back. Women that are in shows. Here's one show on Netflix. And again, fact check me. Go ahead, Google it, look it up. See what you think. This one is called Sky Zone Moms. Check out Sky Zone Moms on Netflix. Let me give you what the tagline is, right? So I noticed from being in the industry, when you write something, what's the tagline when you're pitching a show? I've pitched shows before. So you write the name of the show, Mick Thomas. And the tagline would be, extremely handsome comedian takes America by storm. Tagline, that's it, right? So now that you have that, let's go through the new shows that are on Netflix and their tagline that will grab you, that will captivate you and pull you in to make you want to see what's going on. So Sky Zone Moms, for those of you who don't know what Sky Zone is, I don't know if you're listening to this in America, I don't know what state you're listening to, not every state does have a Sky Zone. I know they have them in New York, New Jersey, they have them in Connecticut. Sky Zone is like a place where you come and you jump on trampolines. Trampoline walls, trampoline floors, you can throw a ball. And that's basically, it's just different rooms with different type of trampolines in it. So, and they call it Sky Zone because when you jump, you go up to the sky. No, you don't. You go like 3 feet, maybe 3 feet, and lifting your legs up to make it seem like 4 foot, you're still 3 feet in the air. So Sky Zone Moms, tagline, lost their husbands and finding a way to, I can't even read my own handwriting. I'll start again. I figured it out. Sky Zone Moms lost their husbands and finding a way to bounce back. There you go, ladies. Now, it doesn't say how they lost their husbands. It doesn't say they lost them in a car accident. It doesn't say they died of heart attacks. It doesn't say that they left them. They just, husbands had enough. Maybe they lost them in a trampoline accident. That would be great, wouldn't it? They're just jumping on. Oh no, we got to bounce back, literally and figuratively. Sky Zone. So that's the show, Sky Zone. So they're having problems and they're dealing with, you know, the loss of their husbands. And again, they could have just left. Maybe, you know, honey, you need to go out and get a hobby for yourself. I do have a hobby. I jump on a trampoline. It's not a hobby, sweetheart. You're just, you know what I mean? So the Sky Zone Moms, they jump up and down on trampolines. And that's a show. That's a weekly show. A week, if you don't remember the old ways of television, now you just, some don't anymore, but like, there was you wake up one morning and there's 12 episodes of your new show and you binge it. That's where binge watching came from, right? But that's gone now. I think some shows do it, some shows don't. So you would tune in this week to Sky Zone Moms and you would go to work and you would hey guys, did you see what happened? Did you watch Sky Zone Moms this week? That would be the conversation. And again, another show that will just give women, just give them, if you had Sky Zone, nobody would watch Sky Zone Dads. I haven't watched it yet, so I'm hoping there's some of the women have big tits. So when they are bouncing, right, you don't care what the story is. You don't care if they're bouncing and as they go up to a certain height, they come up with another cure. They come up with a cure for cancer and they just come crashing back down again. Just, what are their tits doing, right? So Sky Zone Moms. Next show. Which really, this kind of really captivated me. It was Antique Vape Roadshow. The Antique Vape Roadshow. And let's talk about their tagline, what's going to pull us in. Traveling the country, blowing the fattest clouds, and appraising the sickest first generation vapes. That's a series. I didn't think you could get one episode out of this, let alone a fucking series. Vapes. Boom, vape guns, vape things. Look at Mick Thomas's personal appearance on vapes are, you're a douchebag. Walking around with your fucking big thing and talking about how tight the coil is and all that shit. Blowing smoke into the air because it's fucking flavoured like bubblegum. You look like a fucking idiot. You're not cool. You just genuinely look like a... It's like douchebag highlighter. That's what you're blowing. Remember the old days, like Native Americans would blow the smoke signals and they would get the rug on the and they would be able to say, send off signals off to other Native American tribes miles away, and the boys would look up, all right, look at that, lads, could rain tomorrow. Why? He's old horseshoe foot says it's going to rain tomorrow. You could tell by the pattern. He knows, or he gets it pain in his knees, lads. and he can tell you that, look at the clouds, he's going to, yeah, the smoke clouds he's blown. It's gonna be a rainy day tomorrow. So just send back thanks. And also, have you seen my satchel? Right? And that's how to communicate. Like, so that's the kind of thing. So you, the fact that you blow these fattest clouds, as it says here, the fattest clouds, it's just douche highlighter. So when you walk down the street and you're blowing one of these fat clouds, you look like a fucking idiot. You and it's usually the person that has white framed sunglasses and bedazzled jeans. That's the cliche over the top. But do you, and you know what I notice them the most now in pickup trucks? Lads in pickup trucks. And that's always been a personal kind of thing against me. I've never, when I moved to America first, I've always noticed, I've always paid attention to the pickup truck guy. Now, there's always been pickup truck guys that, you know, they need it for work, right? There's rust on it, there's dirt in the bed of it. It's just filthy from, they need that truck to do their job. And then there's just the douchebag. I get in a truck. Why? You're not fixing anything. You're not hauling anything. You're just, you move through the snow. SUV. And you, it usually isn't when they drive on the road. And I'm just saying usually, it's not all of you. You drive a bit like a douche, don't you? Like, you really kind of, I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Oh, bless me. Right. And I noticed that these are the lads now that have the, blow the fat clouds out of their fucking vape guns. And you're not allowed, I hate going to the movies and you just smell that bubblegum thing. And it's like, what are you doing? Can you not just wait the 2 hours to go out and fucking hit your thing, as they call it? They look dumb. Like, oh, they're better than cigarettes. According to science, they're not. They burn the ducts of your lungs. An awful, very quickly, actually. They're not like, they don't have your lungs look black like the tar does in cigarettes, but it does burn the ducts, the oxygen ducts inside your lungs, meaning your lungs will not be, down the line, will not be functioning as well. You know, but whatever, go ahead. I've seen him like walk around the gym do it, and I want to smack him. I want to just walk up and, what are you doing? Just fucking knock it out of their hand. And but you're not allowed to do that, right? Because that's hate. That's, you know. But yeah, so. And also antiques. Antique vapes. Haven't they been around a minute? Like, why are there antiques already? Like, I used to watch the Antique Roadshow with my dad. My dad loved the Antique Roadshow. And it was all this old stuff, right? And people would bring it into the professor or whatever the fuck he would be, the guy in an anorak. And they give him a piece, and he go, you know, and they would ask questions about the piece. Do you know what it is? No, so I fucking brought it to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, basically, and they would try to be smug and scold them about it because they didn't know what it was. Well, actually, this was a painting from the 13th century. And if you see very at the bottom, like, I lose my mind. I shut down. I'm like, look, just tell me how much it's worth, mate. All right, that's why I brought it to you. I want to find out how much it's worth. Like, when I take my son up from cello and the guy comes out from teaching my son cello, they go, okay, so here's what we learned today. We took the, and he starts explaining music talk. Like, I go, do you understand? I'm not taking music lessons. I can't read notes. That's why he's here talking to you. Can he play a hot cross bun yet? That's all I want to know. Why are you wasting my time explaining what these bars mean when I'm not the one taking the lessons? I don't know. Is he getting better? Yes or no? That's all I need to know. Right? And so these antique roadshow people will come in and explain, you know, and back then they weren't allowed to use paint. So what they would do is they would jizz into an egg and they would mix the jizz with the egg. And like, I don't care. I don't care how the things are made. Tell me what it's worth. They don't do that, right? But anyway, so it was like hundreds of years old. And I used to love watching the people, their face find out when they realize it wasn't worth nothing. It's not really worth anything, really. It's just an old piece that nobody wanted it for a reason. And you've been storing it in your basement for fucking 20 years thinking one day it's going to be worth something and you could leave your wife and cash it in. But it ain't worth shit for you, mate. Sorry, so you've just been carrying this horrible statue around of a demon jerking off for no reason. It's been on your mantelpiece and you've been telling the kids to stay away from it for no reason. But however, right? And then I like the ones where they find out it's worth like, oh, it's worth $250,000 and you can see their face. Well, I would never sell it. It used to be on to my grandfather. They're fucking selling it right away. Right away. I don't collect things. I've no attachment to things. Get rid of it. Pay me money. And you're not going to have antiques anymore, like, especially with furniture. When you look at antique furniture, you're not gonna have any anymore, right? Like, there's not going to be an antique roadshow in about 40 years from now. And I go, well, this is an interesting piece. Have you ever heard of the company IKEA? Well, basically what this would be is you would find with the IKEA pieces, and some kid go, I never heard of IKEA before. Yeah, basically it was a company from Switzerland. Like, oh, that must sound exotic. It came all the way from Switzerland. Yeah, and you would get these things and you wouldn't need tools to put together. They would send you these little bars that you would, and you would build it yourself. And usually relationships would end while you would just be yelling at each other, screaming at each other's faces, and about how they're just morons and all their other baggage of the relationship would just come out, and this is why your mother's fat. Would you just randomly say, and so it was kind of like a magical thing IKEA was. You're not going to see IKEA anymore. Right? You're not going to see that on the antique roadshow. So antiques will eventually end because we're not making valuable shit anymore, are we? We're just making garbage. So vapes, they've only been around a wet day. Are vapes now going to be the new antiques? Like, is that it? Like, they've been around a wet day and you already have antiques. And the fact that you're using language like the sickest first generation vapes, who gives a fiddler's fuck? That's like a douchebag paradise. You know what I mean? What are, comic books are antiques. Like, I was at GameStop on the weekend. I had my son. I was with my good buddy Corey Brooks from the Manzai Show, coming back soon. And I love the guy at GameStop. I always going to chat with him. He's got, like, you know, I'm a big comic book guy. And he had his t-shirt on. I don't remember what. Like, oh, cool t-shirt, man. And we got chatting. He goes, I like wearing these t-shirts because of the... And he's a typical comic book guy. Like, you know, overweight. He's got the goatee, covered in comic book tats. Cool fucking guy, man. Cool guy. But he goes, yeah, I wear this to attract nerdy women because I am a nerd. And when they see the t-shirt, they come over and they start talking to me. And that, like, but the thing I notice about, like, comic book nerds, like, really? That's the only women you're willing to attract is just comic book women. What if you get, you know, like, those Russians, those, like, hot 10 Russians, like, they're just always angry. Their face is sharp. Everything is sharp about them. And you can buy them now, I think you can, especially Ukraine are selling them off now. Russia's selling them off now with all the shit's going on there. You get them on discount now. And they, you know what I mean? Like, are you going to be that upset if they're not into it? You got to settle with only a nerd. Hello, welcome home, darling. I'm here to suck your cock. I'm wearing your, look at the t-shirt I'm wearing. It is that guy you wear, the Metal Man. The Metal Man shirt. No, it's fucking Iron Man, you stupid bitch. Like, is that what you're going to, oh, look at me. I got bit by the spider. Now I am the Batman. Oh, Mike. And you can just, you know what I mean? Is that it? Like, but anyway, I digress. So those kind of antiques, like comic books, they're going out of style. Like, things aren't, I don't have no value to things. But anyway, so you can check out the Antique Vape Roadshow, now available on Netflix. And the last one, not least, by the way, I didn't pick any reason, is Air Fryer. It's just called Air Fryers. That's the name of the show. And in the logo, when you click on, when you Google air fryers, it's just an air fryer with wings. And it's got the Twin Towers in the back. So I don't know what that represents. I don't know if they're just that lazy that maybe Tim Dillon was right, that AI did create a show, knowing how dumb we are. And they just said New York City, find a picture of New York City. Didn't realize that they got an old picture of New York City because the towers are still there. And of an air fryer flying away from the Twin Towers. Who watches air fryers? That's the show. I don't even know what it's about. I didn't click. It doesn't have a log line. It's just an air fryer with wings. Air fryers. So is that another show for fatties? More ways to fry your food, you fat fucks? Is that what you want? Fry a salad so you'd be feel healthier. Fry your ice cream. You can fry everything now, according to air fryers. So we look at these things and we see things like Disney are going out of not going out of business, but they're down. Like 4 million people cancelled their subscription from the forced wokeness. Netflix definitely lost a lot of money from their forced wokeness. We explained Target last week. Are we losing like good? Like, are we like turning away good entertainment? Are we turning around like really talented people who write good shows? Because you know why there's no more comedies, by the way? Because there's restrictions. You cannot make a good comedy anymore because of, you can't say that now. And that's where real comedy comes from. It comes from like almost insulting people and not giving a shit about people's feelings. That's where real comedy comes from, because the people whose feelings were hurt Fuck them. You should understand it's a joke. That's all it is. And you shouldn't. You should, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be in the way. And because we're not making good comedies, right? So we've cut that out. If you notice, the last, all the movies that released in 2022, 50% of them were horror because they're not offensive, right? It's just murder. Murder. 50% of the movies last year were murder. And the other 50, by the way, ticked all the boxes, by the way, for the LGP, giving them their shout out. Good for you guys shoehorning your way in and fucking ruining our movies. But whatever, I digress. But anyway, the so as a result of this, right, as a result, as of stopping comedies, we can't make comedies anymore because of our restrictions of you can't say that anymore. They're getting offended. You can't, and your forced LGB community stuff, right, which nobody wants to watch, that forced shit. And then now what you're left is, all you have left to do is Sky Zone Moms, the Antique Vape Roadshow, and Air Fryers, all available for your viewing pleasure. Give me comments. Put in the comments if you watch these shows. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. That's the episode. As always, thanks for listening, liking, subscribing, and sharing. Come see me live. Tickets are on sale for shows now. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.